The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special, where we are talking about taking sins lightly.
وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يوما بيده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري بفاقتي.
Today, Friday, is the 23rd of Rabiu Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hajj, verse 30 from the Holy Quran, which we'll listen to.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور.
That has been commanded, and whoever honors the sacred ordinances of Allah, it is best for him in the sight of his Lord. And permitted to you are the grazing livestock, except what is recited to you. So avoid the uncleanliness of idols and avoid false statement.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The act of perjured witness has been mentioned in the law of polytheism or disbelief in Allah. And the actions of false speech is one of the major sins. A tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam denotes that the objective of false speech is unlawful sinning. A tradition from the Prophet of Islam indicates that one day it happens that he stood up and made a sermon among people in which he said, false witness is equal to associating something with Allah. We're speaking about taking sins lightly. That is one of the most dangerous sin. The sinner will find darkness in his heart, which he will feel just as he feels the darkness of night. So this darkness affects his heart as the physical darkness affects his vision. For obedience is light and disobedience is darkness. The stronger the darkness grows, the greater becomes his confusion until he falls into innovation, misguidance, and other things that lead to doom without even realizing, like a blind man who goes out in the darkness of the night, walking alone. This darkness grows stronger until it covers the eyes. Then it grows stronger until it covers the face, which appears dark and is seen by everyone. Good deeds make the face light, give light to the heart, and bring about ample provision, physical strength, and love in people's heart. Bad deeds make the face dark, give darkness to the heart, and bring about physical weakness, a lack of provision, and hatred in people's heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, in this show we are going to talk about the little sins, or let's say small sins that sometimes are going to be a prelude to a big sin, and we have to be careful not to be tempted by Satan, and we have to consider that the worst sin is to think of it as a small sin. Patience and piety are the greatest virtues to fight against ego, long and unattainable desire, worldly deceivers, and internal and external desires, and avoiding sin. Weakness in faith leads to sin and distance a person from the mercy of the Lord of the worlds. But following the rules and obligations of the divine religion strengthens piety and fear of God, and necessity of God's rules and laws in the human mind. and causes recognition. I want to actually finalize this discussion with a brief, let's say, narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he says in Nahjul Balagha that may Allah have mercy on the one who hears the laws of God and keeps it. He should be invited to the truth and accept it. Learn something from God's religion and be saved. Consider God as his watcher in his actions, even in private, and be afraid of sinning. And let him be ashamed of his Lord for disobeying his orders. Dear brothers and sisters, my thanks for staying tuned till our next show. I'd like to leave in Allah's protection and say goodbye to you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we're speaking about making sin public. Informing others of one's sin and relating about them to other people is a greater sin. Also, announcing a sin is an insult to Allah's command. The Messenger of Allah has said, "One who performs a good deed and keeps it a secret will be rewarded 70 times than if he has announced it." And one who commits a sin and makes it public due to shamelessness or ignorance of religious law will be disgraced by Allah. That is, he will not get the tawfiq of repentance and he will remain deprived of Allah's kindness and mercy. But if he keeps it secret due to shame, he will be forgiven. Making a sin public is not harmful in two cases. One, when it is necessary to do so, for example, it's admission before a doctor for treatment or a religious scholar for learning about an Islamic law. Secondly, when it is an expression of servitude and helplessness before Allah.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, is thanks to you.
Come here, we have tips part. Amazing tips to stop sinning. Imagine, and you know that Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is presented with our deeds. He knows what we are doing. People that we love. Are we happy that we hurt the people that we love? Above all of the human beings, the Holy 12 Imam, who is alive and knows what we are doing. So that should be something to make us think. You know what? I do not want to hurt the heart of Imam Zaman, Imam Mahdi. The other tip is never lose hope and be disappointed that Allah does not forgive sins, because when you lose hope, that is another major sin, and then you will commit more sin. So to be able to constantly think that Allah will forgive, provided that I'm determined, that I'm genuine, I'm sincere in my tawbah, repentance.
The job of shaitan, the duty of Iblis is what? To try to motivate us and convince us to have the courage and have the audacity to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all that Iblis wants. Iblis doesn't care for you, doesn't care for your happiness. Now maybe in this life they'll come and they'll tell you, yeah, you know, be yourself, be independent, be strong. Some people, they come and they use these type of motivational words to try to get people to disobey Allah, to try to get people to do wrong. Iblis, maybe these people, they have good intentions, but shaitan does not have good intentions. Shaitan wants people to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why he's referred to as al-waswas, al-khannas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. What does waswas al-khannas mean? The one who whispers in the heart. The one who comes and tells you, it's okay, don't worry. Right now, this year, you didn't give your zakat, you didn't give your khums, you didn't do your charity, you didn't pray, you didn't fast, you didn't go to hajj. Next year, you'll be able to. It's okay. It's okay. God is arham al-rahameen. You'll be able to. In any way possible, he tries to convince you to delay the wajib and therefore disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes committing a lie, lying. What do some people that lie, what excuse do they come and say? Oh, it's just a white lie. It's okay. You know, as if there's a white lie in a... No, lying is lying. They'll come and they'll try to justify it in any way possible. Sometimes these people, shaitan, iblis comes and tells them. And sometimes these people are so experts that they teach iblis. They've become so experts at the game that they don't need shaitan anymore. Now they are enough. Or some people, they come and they commit insurance fraud, tax fraud. They come and they break the law. And then when you come and you tell them, they say, yeah, but the Sayyid, they're not Muslim. It's okay. You know, breaking the law against non-Muslims, it's okay. So now this person is a sinner and also a faqih, also someone who gives fatwas as well. So the human being has the habit of trying to justify all of the wrong that they're doing.
I think it's an important topic for us. So inshallah, we continue speaking and knowing more about this topic, and that is considering sins lightly. That is so dangerous. So we can meet each other on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a wonderful aphorism from the commander of the faithful and leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Incapability is a catastrophe. Endurance is bravery. Abstinence is riches. Self-restraint is a shield against sin. And the best companion is submission to Allah's will.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about the prayer, the salat, the ritual prayer. And specifically, it's about humbleness in prayer, being humble in prayer. It's interesting to note that this subject has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. We read the following in Surah Mu'minun, very famous verse. Certainly the faithful have attained success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those who are humble in their prayers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. With respect to this, the Holy Prophet said, the prayer of one who does not humble himself in his prayers does not count. Right? So being humble in prayers is very necessary. It's a condition for the fulfillment of this prayer. But this hadith doesn't kind of mention like how we should be humble in prayer. Fortunately, this is something which has been kind of explained in other hadiths. For example, we read the following in this next hadith. In a hadith narrated in the book Da'im al-Islam, a book of hadith, it says that any time Imam Ali alayhi salam would stand for prayer, he would be like a fixed structure or a straight pillar, not moving at all. And sometimes when he would bow or prostrate, he would be so still that a bird would perch itself on him. Nobody, this hadith nobody was ever able to match the prayer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except Imam Ali alayhi salam, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and Ali ibn al-Husayn, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So part of being humble is that a person should be still, shouldn't fidget here and there, right? Move around, right? This is kind of a manifestation of this humility in front of God. In another hadith, we read the following. In the book, A'lamuddin, a famous book, it's been narrated that whenever the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, would perform his ablutions, his wudu, the color of his face would change out of fear of Allah. Right? Right? So this is kind of a natural reaction of being humble, you know, in front of God, you know, being fearful for him, of him, of his awesomeness, his greatness. And this leads to kind of, you know, the changing in one's complexion, kind of physical, you know, change in complexion. This is a manifestation of that humbleness. In another hadith, we read the following. Man should be humble in his prayers, in his salat. For verily, he whose heart is humble before Allah, mighty and exalted, his limbs will humble themselves too, and will not fidget around. Of course, we should like to add the reservation. The moving around a lot in prayer is, you know, it kind of breaks the prayer. Yeah, or at least you cannot move around when you're, you know, reciting the qira'at or the surahs and these kind of things. One's body should be still. But I guess the fuqaha, they say that the movement is so little, right, it doesn't, you know, invalidate the prayers. But nevertheless, according to these hadiths, it says that this is like contrary and opposite to humbleness, right? So a person should kind of avoid this and, you know, in order for their prayer to be accepted as a humble prayer. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at humbleness in prayers in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here are some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hussein Ruhullah and Hassan Nasrullah, and Brother Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullah, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Fine, everyone?
Yes.
That's great. Welcome. Let's recommend our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now to stay with us till the end of this Quranic session, inshallah. So today, inshallah, we'll be working on ayah 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a nice verse like the other ones. All the verses of the Quran Karim are great. There is no doubt. So, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, right? So, ayah 83 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone listen. All right, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please make sure you have your Quran and turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 83. Make sure also you listen and practice with us. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Listen,
yes,
and practice.
Yes.
Let's have a nice recitation, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله
وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله
لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين
لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين
وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة
وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة
ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون
ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون
أحسنت ما شاء الله. And when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, this is not only for Israel, children of Israel, okay? The children of Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam. This is for all. Allah Almighty is talking about the history of the prophets, okay? And he's telling us the rules as well, okay? So what were the pledge? What was the promise? Worship no one but Allah. One, number one, okay? Worship no one but Allah. Second, do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy. Okay? So worship no one but Allah. Do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy. And speak three, number three, and speak kindly to people. Okay? Number four, and maintain the prayer. Number five, and give the zakat. Five things, okay? You turned away except a few of you. Okay? So after this pledge, okay? And the children of Bani Israel, the people of Bani Israel, okay? Most of them, okay? Turned away. It means they turned away from religion. They didn't accept these things. They didn't follow these things. Except a few of you, and you were disregardful. So, guys, very clear. The commands of Allah Almighty. لا تعبدون إلا الله. One thing, remember. Okay? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Look, عبادت. After عبادت, directly Allah says, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانِ. It's very much important. Okay? وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانِ. Okay. Always ask your mom and dad to make dua for you. Always try to please them. Make them pleased. Make them happy.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
So now, make sure inshallah for the full information, full details, refer to interpretations, okay? We don't have much time because our main topic is to work on tajweed rules. Now, what is akhadhna? Pronunciations of the letter dhal. Make sure you do it, okay? وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ. They have the same articulation point. بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. This is wajib mad. 6 counts or 5 counts. لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Again, the pronunciation of the letter lam in the word Allah. Heavily pronounced. Why? Because there is a fatha sound before. إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Right? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. نُن تَنْوِين plus وَاو. نَن will be merged to وَاو and نَو. Now that نُون sound will be merged as if it's not there. Join that نَا sound, okay, with what? With the وَاو. نَو إِحْسَانًا. وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Right? Masakini. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. Nun mushaddad. What rule is applied? غُنَّ sound, right? What's غُنَّ sound? Nasal sound. لِلنَّاسِ. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ. حُسْنًا. Ali Nasir. حُسْنًا. Tanwin fatha plus waw.
إِدْغَام بِغُنَّ.
إِدْغَام بِغُنَّ. حُسْنًا. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. وَأَقِيمُوا وَوْمَدْ plus حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ.
Skip حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ.
And also?
Also the...
وَوْمَدْ. Just yes. With أُسَ. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Not مُصَّلَاةَ. Not this long sound. مُصَّلَاةَ. Short one. وَآتُوا... Again. The same. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Make sure zakat, maybe you will read zakawat, because there is waw, yeah? But on the top of waw, if you see there is a baby alif, a dagger alif. Yes. So that says this is pronounced as ah sound, or sorry, a sound. That's alif. Okay, mat. That's not waw. Waw is just a base for it. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةَ. In salat as well, we have that one. Salat, yes. Zakat. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا ثُمَّ إِدْغَامْ مِثْلَيْن. Make sure you do it. Fawad is so good at إِدْغَامْ مِثْلَيْن. Do it once. ثُمَّ. Read it.
ثُمَّ.
Oh, thank you. MashaAllah. That's great. That's beautiful. Great. So, perfect. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Aha. Tanween plus meme.
إِدْغَامْ.
إِدْغَامْ. With one, yes. Or without one?
With one.
It seems like you're so good at idgham. Because easily say, idgham. قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْكُمْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus كَاف
إِخْفَى
إِخْفَى but in a different way مِنْكُمْ بَنْك is it bank the word bank remember bank مِنْك
it's likely yeah
yeah it's like but it has to be kind of clear that the next letter is كَاف
yeah
or كَاف even sometimes شين
yes
صاد طاد طاظ these things okay غَيْن وَأَنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus ta rest of the إخفى. Letters إِخْفَى Fawad is so good at doing it now Hussein do it وَأَنْتُمْ
وَأَنْتُمْ
إِخْفَى just a little longer وَأَنْتُمْ
وَأَنْتُمْ
حسن مُعْرِضُون alright so وَأَنْتُمْ Fawad again وأنتم ميم بلس ميم
إدغام مثلين
ميم بلس ميم
إدغام مثلين
إدغام مثلين ثا pronounce the ثا correctly مثلين okay وأنتم معرضون right
yes
so that's all guys this verse yes. was a long verse but alhamdulillah we did it so many nice messages and also so many good tajweed rules make sure inshallah you practice them well Thank you so much. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. No.
Oh,
no.
Thanks to IRIB no. English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Stay with us, okay? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, The one who dies and does not recognize the Imam of his time will actually die the death of an ignorant. But in this program, we try to provide you with the most information regarding the Imam of your time. Yes, this is The Last Savior. And today we're going to discuss the signs of the advent of Imam al-Zaman, Ajallaha Ta'ala Faraja. And on that note, today in our studio, we have with us very special guest. We have Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dr. Karim, in our previous episodes, we discussed about the names of Yamani. We analyzed a couple of narrations, both from Shia sources and Sunni sources. And we reached a conclusion that we cannot say that Yamani has a particular name because all the chains were weak. Well, since we do not have any name for Yamani, but still do we have some titles?
Sure. According to some narrations quoted in Shia sources from the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, there are a couple of titles and epithets mentioned for Yamani.
Okay.
Of course, the most famous one is Yamani itself. It's been mentioned in many narrations. For example, when Imam al-Baqir alayhi as-salam was asked when Al-Qa'im will reappear. He said the following. Imam Baqir alayhi salam referred to some signs. For example, إِذَا تَفْشَبَّهَ الرِّجَالُ بِالنِّسَاءِ, at a time when men would try to look as women. And then he said, وَخُرُوجِ الصُّفْيَانِ مِنَ الشَّامِ, another sign for his reappearance is the uprising of Sufyani from the Levant, from Syria. وَالْيَمَانِ مِنَ الْيَمَنِ, and Yamani coming from Yemen. وَخَسْفٌ بِالْبَيْدَى, and the rest of the narration. This is in Al-Kafi, page 331, chapter 32, hadith number 16. So for sure that one of the titles is Yamani.
Okay.
The next title is Al-Mansur al-Yamani or Al-Mansur, which seems to be a title and not a name. And Al-Mansur is, in Arabic language, means the one who, gains a victory.
Okay.
So, for example, it is quoted from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam that he said, إِذَا ظَهَرَ سُفْيَانِ عَلَى الْأَبْقَى وَالْمَنْسُورِ الْيَمَانِ, when Sufyani will defeat Abqa, which is the name of a person, and Al-Mansur al-Yamani.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss, of course, later about the chain of the events which will take place between Sufyani and Yamani and which one will defeat the other.
Yeah.
But according to this narration, the point is that Yamani is called Al-Mansur al-Yamani.
Okay.
So when it happens, according to this narration, Kharajat Turku wa Rum, the Turks and the Romans, they will have a kind of uprising. Fadahara alayhim Sufyani, and Sufyani will defeat them too.
All right.
In another narration, we read, ثُمَّ يَسِيرُ إِلَيْهِمْ Mansur al-Yamani مِنْ سَنْعَى بِجُنُودِهِ, then Mansur al-Yamani will come toward him with his soldiers from Sana'a. And then we have another narration in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 46, chapter 2, hadith number 1. In this narration, the Holy Prophet is describing the people of Yemen.
Okay.
He says, قَوْمٌ رَقِيقَةٌ قُلُوبُهُمْ, people of Yemen, they have a very soft hearts.
All right.
رَاسِخٌ إِيمَانُهُمْ, they have a very firm belief. وَمِنْهُمُ الْمَنْسُورُ, one of them is Al-Mansur, who will come with 70,000 people.
Okay.
And he will help one of my successors.
Okay.
So these narrations are telling us that one of the titles of the promised Yamani is Mansur, or
true,
Al-Mansur al-Yamani, or Mansur al-Yamani.
All right. We'll discuss more titles after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain.
Welcome back. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Karimi. We're discussing the titles of Yamani. Dr. Karimi, before going to the break, we talked about the titles of Yamani. We said the Yamani itself is a title.
Yeah.
And also, we read a couple of narrations wherein we came to the conclusion that Al-Mansur is another title.
And the third one, according to some narrations, is Al-Khalifatul Yamani.
Okay.
A caliph who is Yamani. Again, this is not a name, rather it is a title.
Yeah.
For example, there is a narration in Al-Fitan, page 253, according to which the narration reads, عَلَى يَدَيْ ذَلِكَ الْخَلِيفَةِ الْيَمَانِ الَّذِي تُفْتَحُ الْقُسْطَنْطَنِيَّةِ وَرُومِيَ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَخْرُجُ الدَّجَّالِ وَفِي زَمَانِهِ يَنْزِلُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمِ. The narration is talking about some of the events which take place at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. One of them is regarding Yamani and the fact that he will conquer some lands, and also the narration talks about Dajjal.
All right.
And the fact that Prophet Jesus alayhi salam also would descend from heaven. So the point in this narration is that Yamani is called Al-Khalifatul Yamani.
All right.
Now, the point about this narration is that it is not mentioned in Shia sources.
It is from a Sunni source,
so as Shia, we cannot rely on this narration.
All right.
The fourth title is Al-Qahtani. As I mentioned, in some narrations, especially in some Sunni sources, instead of Yamani, we have the title Al-Qahtani.
Yeah.
And it seems that Al-Qahtani is the same as Al-Yamani.
Okay.
Because of some similarities between the promised Yamani and this Qahtani.
Okay.
So, first of all, why Qahtan is the same as Yaman? Because when we refer to Arabic dictionaries, for example, Ibn Manzur writes that Qahtan is the name of the father of the people of Yemen. Mm-hmm. And the person who is attributed to him or to Yemen is called Qahtani.
Okay.
And there are some narrations in this regard. When we put all these narrations together, we may come to this conclusion that Yamani is the same as Qahtani.
All right.
For example, in one narration in Al-Fitan, page 245, we read, يَكُونَ بَعْدَ الْمَهْدِ خَلِيفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْيَمَنِ مِّنْ قَحْتَانِ.
Okay.
After Mahdi, there would be a ruler from Yemen, from Qahtan. He is from Yemen and he's from Qahtan.
After Mahdi.
And according to this narration, he will rule after Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We will come to this discussion again when we discuss about the chain of the events, whether Yamani would be alive after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam or would be martyred before his reappearance. We will discuss that.
All right, so that's another discussion.
Yeah, that's another discussion. Here, we just want to prove that Qahtani in some narrations is the same as Yamani. And in this narration, especially both of them is mentioned. Min Ahl al-Yaman, he is from Yemen, and Min Qahtan.
Okay.
And in another narration in Fayd al-Qadir, 1 in 4, page 167, Bastami says that then a man from Yemen will come. He will have a kind of uprising. He is called Qahtani.
All right. Again, we have Qahtani over here.
Exactly.
We'll discuss that narration after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. This is The Last Savior. We're discussing about the titles of Yamani. Dr. Karimi, before going to the break, you gave us some titles that in some narrations, Yamani's title is the Yamani himself, and then in some, he's called as Al-Mansur, and we had Al-Khalifat al-Yamani, quoting from a Sunni source, and again, Sunni sources say that his title is Al-Qahtani. But you again said that's again a Sunni source, and Qahtan is, it could be related to Yamani again, because Qahtan is a name of a father of the people of Yemen.
Yeah. So to have a kind of conclusion, although some of these narrations are not quoted in authentic Shia sources, but some scholars in our time, some researchers, they believe that when we analyze all these narrations, we see that the same features which are mentioned for Yamani in Shia sources, like he will come from Yemen, he will have a kind of uprising, he will come at the time of Sufyani, he will have a war with Sufyani, he is a very positive man, people need to help him, those who can help him. In other narrations, the same features are attributed to Qahtani.
Okay.
So these similarities at least can be indicating that Qahtani, as mentioned in some of the Sunni sources, is the same as Yamani because the features are the same. Putting together all these narrations, we can mention the following as the titles for Yamani. One of them is Yamani, Al-Mansur al-Yamani, Mansur, Al-Khalifat al-Yamani, and Qahtani. So when we want to come to a clear picture out of the promised Yamani, we can search for these titles, and we can put together all the narrations containing the titles that I mentioned, Yamani, Al-Mansur al-Yamani, Al-Khalifat al-Yamani, Qahtani, and Mansur. Although some people may argue that we need to justified with Shia sources, so they may reject Al-Khalifatul Yamani and Qahtani.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned, at least for Qahtani, it seems that he is the same as Yamani,
same as Yamani,
because of the similarities that
the features
are
that I mentioned.
Yeah, and the events also. For that, in the following sessions, in which we'll talk about the time of the uprising of Yamani and the sequence of events and what will happen to Yamani, we will refer to the narrations containing these titles that I mentioned: Yamani, Al-Mansur al-Yamani, Al-Khalifatul Yamani, Qahtani, and Mansur.
All right. We were discussing about the titles today. Because as we know, among definite signs and indefinite signs, we also have a debate. We have which signs are definite, which signs are indefinite. And even indefinite signs, we again have debate. Are these signs really definite or indefinite? We have been focusing on the sign, which is considered to be a definite sign. That was Yamani. We discussed in a chain of narrations, was that a definite or indefinite? We provided both narrations, analyzed them. Analyzed the chain, and then we came to the titles because there was again confusion. And among titles, Dr. Karimi, you told us from both Sunni sources as well as Shia sources. And after discussing about the narrations, after analyzing the chain of narrations, we discussed about his name, which was in some narrations as Hassan or Hussein. And then from Sunni sources, we discussed his name is discussed as Jahjah, and then Shoaib ibn Saleh. But all these narrations, when we analyzed them, we said that we cannot rely on them because the chain of narrations was weak. Now, since we don't have even the name, we discussed the titles, and among titles, we said his title could be Yamani, Al-Mansur, Al-Khalifat al-Yamani, and we said all these from the both Shia and Sunni sources. Well, however, the chain of narrations again seems to be way weak. There is a lot of scholarly debate and discussion on that. Inshallah, we'll discuss all that in another episode. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.